This is a coastal story, written and presented by Charlie Connolly. Charlie Zeebleman was an incongruous presence in Dover when he arrived during the summer of 1932. Most channel swimmers were quiet and determined, self-deprecating in shyly given interviews, the steely determination necessary for one of the great feats of human endurance, making them a bit reluctant to step into the limelight. Zeebleman, the man they called Zimmy the Fish, was a different proposition. The 39-year-old was noisy, brash, and fun, filling the Dover air with his fast-talking Chicago patter. He would whip his cigar out of his mouth just long enough to impart some kind of showman's boast of how he would smoke 100 of those cigars during his crossing, how if he was tired in the water he would just turn on his back, put his hands behind his head and have a snooze. This was no big mouth chancer, though. He would remind everyone that the previous year in Honolulu he'd swum for 100 consecutive hours and that he held the record for holding breath underwater, 4 minutes and 17 seconds. Zeebleman would have drawn a crowd at the best of times. Even in a town now used to an annual influx of men and women, dropping dressing gowns onto the beach, smearing themselves in lanolin and throwing themselves into the water. What made Zimmy the Fish stand out even more than his fairground shtick was that he had no legs. The son of a Russian grocer, Charlie Zeebleman was running late for his job as a Chicago newsboy one morning in 1902. He tried to save up a bit of time by hopping onto the outside of a tram, hitching a ride because he didn't have the fare. When it crossed the junction, the tram suddenly jolted, causing Charlie to lose his grip and fall into the path of another tram coming the other way. He lost both legs at the hip. He was 9 years old. By his teens, Charlie had more than come to terms with the loss of his limbs. In 1909, he gave a demonstration of acrobatics and gymnastics to the boys at a home for juvenile delinquents, telling them, "Don't chew, don't smoke, don't steal. Be good. Mind your elders and stay away from bad company." It's advice he might not necessarily have taken himself, as the following year the 17-year-old was listed as resident in the Cook County Jail. By the 1920s, Charlie Zeebleman was earning a reputation as an accomplished swimmer. He'd tell the story of how a year after losing his legs, he'd been tipped accidentally from his wheelchair into a pond, where, after some panicky floundering, he found he couldn't actually sink. Having no legs had made him naturally buoyant. "Like a human cork," he said. With broad shoulders, big hands and muscular arms, Zimmy was in many ways built for swimming, and he was really good at it. Zimmy the Human Fish became a popular sideshow attraction, joining a troupe of entertainers at a Honolulu fair, where he pulled off feats of trick swimming and endurance, finishing every show by smoking a cigar underwater. When he arrived in England in the summer of 1932, Zimmy was so confident he announced that he would swim the channel in both directions, there and back, something nobody had ever done before. It would take him about 30 hours, he reckoned, and steak dinners and cigars would keep him going. In the late afternoon of the 9th of September, he entered the English Channel beneath the South Foreland Lighthouse outside Dover and set off for France. He made pretty good progress too, until the weather turned. Fighting wind, rain and heavy seas, Zimmy had swum for 18 hours when his support team pulled him from the water. He'd covered a good 30 miles, but because of the tides that sweep up and down the channel, he was still left a good 12 miles short of the French coast. "I shall try again," he announced back in Dover between puffs on his cigar. "I'm not much worse for this experience." He was indeed back the following year, talking big as part of a celebrity triple bill of Channel swimmers. He'd make this attempt alongside Mercedes Gleitzer, who 6 years earlier had become the first British woman to swim the Channel, and Edward Tem, a dashing 6-foot insurance clerk who had also swum the Channel before. All three were forced to give up, though, with Zimmy enduring nearly 11 hours in the water, in thick fog, despite being stung on the mouth by a jellyfish inside the first hour. While he would never conquer the Channel, Zimmy still clocked up some extraordinary achievements. In September 1937, he swam the 145 miles from Albany to Manhattan along the Hudson River in 148 hours, smoking 300 cigars and losing 2 stone in weight on the way. He took several naps during the swim, rolling onto his back and closing his eyes, sometimes with a cigar still in his mouth. The following year he set out to swim from Miami to Havana. Sharpshooters were positioned on his support vessels in case any sharks got interested. But he was 45 years old by then, and those mighty shoulders just didn't have it in them anymore for those big sea challenges. His last major swim came in the spring of 1941, when, at the age of 48, he entered a tank in Honolulu and swam continuously for 7 days, and 15 minutes. A world record and a suitable note on which to hang up his bathing suit for the last time. He settled into retirement with his wife and 2 children in Norfolk, Virginia, with a view of the sea. He opened a delicatessen, a beer house, and a string of hot dog stands, and he died there in 1952 at the age of 69. In 1990, nearly 60 years after Zimmy's attempt, a Polish swimmer named Lucy Krajewska became the first person without legs to swim the Channel. She didn't smoke any cigars. That was A Coastal Story. I'm Charlie Connolly. Coastal Stories is on Facebook if you search for the Coastal Stories podcast, and I'm on Twitter at Charlie Connolly. There are more remarkable Channel swimming tales in my book, The Channel, published at the end of June by Orion, but it's available to order now if you feel like it. Go on, feel like it.